This is Anthony Smith from A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, and you're listening to Adam and Nick on Cheering from the Cheap Seats.
Hey, what's up, sports fans and fanettes?
We're still going with fanettes, huh?
I am going with fanettes. I still have not determined if that is an actual word, but that is what we're going with. That's what I used last time. That's what I'm going to use this time, gosh darn it. Anyways, so welcome to episode 2-2. That is 002 of Cheering from the Cheap Seats. I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam.
So how's it going today, buddy? Are you feeling sports fanny?
Yes, always, but I'm tired from work.
Hell yeah. It was a rough day.
Yeah.
Rough day. Here in beautiful Winston-Salem, It is like 40,000 degrees, and it definitely feels like it. And we both work in a warehouse, so It's like 45,000 degrees in there.
Yeah, just whatever the temperature is outside, just double it.
Pretty much. It's like being roasted like a chicken in the oven.
Oh, yeah. What about you?
I'm good. I've been quite excited all day to get to this because we have a lot to talk about. So, I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, this is our off week episode, I guess that's what you could call it. We're not doing a review this week. What we're going to do, what our whole plan to do is, 1 week we're going to do a stadium review, and then another week we are going to just pick a topic, pick a list, you know, do whatever we feel like. And this is our show, so I think it's up to us whatever we want to do.
We do what we want.
Exactly. Ain't nobody can tell us what to do. But so this is the week to where we are going to do a top five list. And since it's still the middle of baseball season, we decided to do a top five list of MLB stadiums that are on our bucket list, which means that these are five stadiums that we haven't been to.
Yes, and no Braves for me and no Orioles for you.
No Braves for me either. I've actually been there too. So I got you beat a little bit.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I got you beat a couple times. It'd be no Braves for me, no Orioles for me, and no Reds for me. I've actually been up to Grand American just this year, actually. So I was able to knock that one off the old bucket list.
Yeah, but I've only been to two Braves games, but. Two stadiums, I guess, if you can count that.
That's right, yeah. I mean, if you want to sit there and include Turner and Sun, or Truist, I guess it's now Truist, forgive me, then we can count those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost had a second one this summer, but didn't pan out, unfortunately.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, you told me about that. You guys were down in Miami and didn't get a chance to go see the Marlins, which does stink, but...
It is what it is. Hopefully, we'll be back down there at some point.
Yeah, we'll have to definitely change you not going to any more MLB stadiums. Yeah. Like we'll have to make that a priority to at least go get you to one more real soon.
Yeah, I guess the closest ones are Washington and Baltimore.
Yeah, I would actually say probably Washington's the second closest besides Atlanta, which we just talked about. Both of us have been to that, so. We can't really knock those off the bucket list. Yeah. The only way we'll be able to do those is if we do a review. So, yeah, I guess Washington would be the next close. And then, honestly, I think Baltimore and Cincinnati are probably within the same distance. So,
But before we get into that, what about... we're not a news podcast by any means, but I thought it would be fun, especially these episodes, maybe. What you been watching this past week in sports wise?
Well, I mean, I got to be up at the crack of dawn to go to work, but I, while we're recording this, the Home Run Derby and MLB All Star Game just happened, so I sat down and watched a little bit of that. Were you able to watch any of it?
I saw the main guy I wanted to see in the Derby, Ohtani, which went out there and was a pretty big disappointment. It was a fun round. It went into tiebreakers and a swing off, but he lost and went out.
Yeah, I was very disappointed that I couldn't watch the whole thing because you know, as we talked about before, I'm an Orioles fan, so I was excited to see what Trey Mancini would do. And I mean, I didn't really expect a whole lot, but I woke up the next day and checked my phone, and it's like, yeah, Mancini was in the finals, and I'm like, are you kidding me? So I didn't get a whole lot. I watched probably all the first round matchups, but yeah. That's about it.
That's more than I saw, and I didn't see any of the All Star game, unfortunately. I saw some of the highlights. Ohtani, mm-hmm. three up, three down, and first pitching outing that he had.
Yeah, that dude's just absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Like it's amazing what Ohtani is doing. I watched probably the first four innings of the All-Star game, and I decided it was bedtime. Mm-hmm. Saw Vladdy's home run. I did see that, and I mean, I don't know if you know, but he's the one that won the MVP for the All-Star game.
I was wondering. It alerted me when the voting was open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the dude's only 22. Can you? I wish I was doing those kind of things at 22. That would have been nice.
Like I've told Nick before, it's like when I was little, I thought athletes were just like just old. You know, they're always older than me. But now, 31, I'm like, they're all younger.
Yeah.
It's like, especially football, it's like you're old when you're in your 30s.
Yeah, when you're about our age.
Like, geez.
Well, we even talked about this because we were at the Dash game this past Saturday, and I heard you and Kelsey talking about it. Mm-hmm. And being up there, you know, they got the players' birth dates and whatnot on the board, and you guys are talking about it, you're like, man, all these guys are younger than us, like fully younger than us. So it's absolutely amazing. Just it makes you feel old sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. But what about NBA? You watched any of the finals there?
I have not. Unfortunately, being on the East Coast, you know, all them games are starting either 8 or 9, and I just...
Which it doesn't make sense. At least the games in Milwaukee should start them at, like, 7 o'clock. I mean...
7 o'clock their time or 7 o'clock
our time? Our time. Yeah, so their time would still be, what, 6, I think?
Probably, something like that. Whoever's a master of time zones, let us know, because I don't really know. Right. But I'm gonna go with an hour behind. That sounds about right.
I don't understand why they have to start so late. Like,
I don't know. It drives me crazy.
I haven't watched much of them either. I saw. I didn't see any of the game in Milwaukee. I saw some of the one in Phoenix. So I think the series is. What, 2-1 now?
Yeah,
game 4 is tonight.
I think Phoenix is up 2-1. Yep.
Yeah, it's all right. Like I've been saying, Phoenix in 6.
Well, it's no worse than that one guy, Phoenix and Foe. So at least yours makes a little bit more sense now.
Yeah. And then I watched some soccer this past weekend, or football.
Football.
Apparently we're mostly soccer podcasts, given all the soccer talk we had last week.
I suppose. If you came here expecting anything else, then we're sorry.
No, I was happy to see Argentina win. Finally, Messi got his first major tournament win with Argentina. You know, he all his success has been with Barcelona, and finally got it with his international club.
Yeah, as much as you hear about Messi, it is very surprising to hear that this is Argentina's first like major championship tournament win, whatever you want to call it. It's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah. I don't care. Still the GOAT. I mean,
I'm not denying that. I'm just saying it's quite crazy to think that this is his first major win with his home country team.
Yeah. Hashtag better than Ronaldo.
That's Adam Creason on Facebook. So if you want to send him a message and fuss at him, now you know.
And then
speaking of Messi, he just signed a new 5-year deal today with Barcelona.
Yeah.
So
took a big pay cut though.
Yeah, from what I understand, he took a very big pay cut to stay with them. But I guess if that's the team that you you know, have spent all these years on, then mm-hmm. it's really hard to leave it.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think it was Sunday, we had England and Italy playing, and I was rooting for England, and they go into extra time, and then the most stressful thing ever, it goes to penalty shootout, and what do you know, England misses three in a row.
Yeah, when you talk about blowing something, then yeah, that's the England performance in penalty shots is it's crazy to think about. Like I wasn't able to watch the whole game, but I did turn it on when I found it was going to penalty kicks and like if you. It's crazy how bad they blew that game.
And in London too, at Wembley. I think they were at Wembley.
I'm gonna go with yes.
I'm pretty sure they were at Wembley. Don't fact check me on that.
Once again, if we got that wrong, somebody let us know and fuss at us. We're sorry. But it's. I mean, I was pulling for England too, like but you know, when you blow it that bad, then mm-hmm. it's like. Well, you deserve to lose then. So,
yeah, I just realized we're talking about like kind of recent sporting events, and given my editing troubles, who knows when this will come out? So, if you're listening to this and we're talking about stuff that's like 2 or 3 weeks old, just don't worry about it. Just act like it just happened.
Yeah, please. You can still fuss at us or debate us or anything else, but you know we're trying to get these episodes out as fast as we can, but you know it still might be, you know, a week or two before we're able to get it out. Yeah. So, any other sporting news or?
I don't know. It's summertime. I mean, really, it's just baseball and international soccer going on right now, and NBA finals. So that's about it. I mean, we went to a baseball game, but we'll talk about that when we get to. Dash review,
so, yeah.
Later on,
I'll be excited to talk about that one.
Yeah,
I did see where the president of the Washington football team, Jason Wright, came out. I mean, we might have mentioned this on our first episode where they're planning on revealing a new name before next season, but he came out recently and. Turned down at least one name that was being thought of, and that was the Warriors. Apparently, they don't want any kind of connection to Native American imagery or anything like that.
I don't understand how Warriors is like one. Why does that mean any Native American? I mean, and two, even if so, I mean. To me, I'm like, oh, Warrior, that's badass. I mean, like,
yeah.
You know. So, I mean, just like Braves, that's not derogatory or anything in my mind. I mean, but people are talking about changing their name and the Chiefs and the Blackhawks.
I'm like, I mean, the Indians are already having to change their name at the end of this season. So,
yeah. Maybe I just don't understand, but I mean, like, I can kind of understand why the name Redskins needed to go. As much as I don't like teams changing names, I get it, you know. But I mean, he come out with an announcement. Y'all fans are probably like, "Oh, he's gonna tell us, maybe give us a hint what it is." And he's like, "No, we're not gonna tell you what it is. We're gonna tell you what it's not."
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Well, so. From what I understand, they have like hundreds of names to. Mm-hmm. And I think it all comes down to what they can trademark and what they can market and stuff like that. And while I agree it is kind of dumb that, you know, when you think Warriors, you have to think, oh, well, we don't want to have any kind of connection to Native Americans. Because I understand, like, you already had to change Redskins, okay? And I get that you don't want to have to run into any more trouble. With any kind of Native American stuff, I get it. Okay, I would prefer that they pick this name and just roll with it for the rest of eternity. Mm-hmm. like I'm tired of dealing with it. I'm just ready for my team to have a name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean there's some pretty decent ones out there. I actually like the Washington War Pigs. I'm one of those that I'm like, that'd be kind of fun, because you know, it's DC, you know, that's where the government is housed, and you know yeah. You know how the American government is. They like to uh-huh. like to wage war, uh-huh. and then pigs pays homage to the hogs, the offensive line, 70s or 80s. Uh-huh. So that's kind of where that is, and you know, you can always at the beginning of a game too, you can always play Black Sabbath's War Pig.
Yes.
So that'd be kind of nice. That'd be kind of nice. Yeah. And as far as other names go, like there's some I'd be okay with. Red Tails is okay. I'm not sure if I mentioned this. I might have mentioned this on the last episode, but I like the kind of names that have some historical stuff behind it. So Red Tails would be an okay one. Red Wolves. I might be okay with that one too. But yeah, I mean, I guess I'm really hoping they're able to come up with something to. Yeah.
I was telling you earlier today, call me crazy, but the more I say Washington football team, the more it's growing on me. but I know we're not soccer. We can't be Washington FT.
I just as much as I want to get behind it, like I guess it's the American in me that just likes his team names, where it's yeah. Hey, you're a football team, American football team. You have to have a name.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hypothetical. If they go out and win the Super Bowl this year as Washington football team, do you stick with it?
Gosh, that's a hard one. My problem with that is, like, there's so much talk that just because they had to get rid of Redskins, that they're still, like, having their whole history. You know, this the whole history is still connected to the Washington mm-hmm. football team. They just don't use the name anymore. Mm-hmm. So my whole thing is even if you change the name again, then the championship is still going to be there. So
yeah.
I still think you got. I just want a name. That's what I want. Yeah. I just want a name.
You just
want
to be able to go to a game and say go somebody. And
exactly. Exactly.
Go football team.
And we talked about it too. You know, we'll just go with the Washington Fighting Lombardis, and I'd be okay with that. If they win the Super Bowl, name them Fighting Lombardis. I'm good.
Might have some angry Packers fans to deal with on that one.
Most Packers fans probably don't know that Vince Lombardi actually coached. Well, they were the Redskins, but he coached there for a few seasons after he left Green Bay. So we have a name to Vince Lombardi too. He might not have done quite as much in Washington, but we have a name, or we have a reason for at least calling him right. or calling them Fighting Lombardis. And then something else I saw just a little while ago is for all you wrestling fans, the SmackDown this week is going to be the first live show in 17 months that is having fans.
Oh yeah, getting rid of the Thunderdome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll be in. I think they'll be in Houston, somewhere in Texas. I think I want to say it's Houston.
Oh man, I'll start looking for dates near us. We can go to another SmackDown or Raw.
Oh, yeah, we have, because we went to a SmackDown mm-hmm. a couple years ago too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I saw that. I'm like, wow, it's actually been 17 months since WWE has allowed fans in there.
Mm-hmm. They've had a bunch of pay-per-views. Have they had fans at, like, not even WrestleMania back in April?
No. No, because okay. wasn't WrestleMania another two-night thing like yeah. it was last year? Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. That tells you how little I've been keeping up. Like, I always watched pay-per-views, especially WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And this year I just didn't. You know, Royal Rumble, yeah, of course, but
yeah,
not WrestleMania. But
that's okay. I'm sure you can be forgiven a little bit.
Yeah.
But yes, well, it's really hard to get into stuff when there's when there's no fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the crowd, that's one of those things the crowd really makes it, you know, with the chants and getting involved and stuff.
Yeah. So. Well, see, that's why I couldn't get into a lot of sports last year, because, mm-hmm. I mean, I still wanted my teams to do good, but, like, it's so different watching a live sporting event with no fans cheering whatsoever.
Well, yeah, bring it back to the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game. What a little bit I saw, those were packed. Like
they were. They were.
And, ooh, y'all might be hearing a little thunder here.
Unless you're putting on a good show.
Yeah.
Got some thunder cracking there.
Yeah. Yeah, so... But yeah, it was nice to see just a completely full stadium. I didn't see an empty seat at that stadium.
No, I mean, a lot of the announcers were talking too about how nice it was to have fans back. Because I mean, they didn't have an All-Star Game or Home Run Derby last year.
Yeah, but maybe they'll decide to bring it back to Atlanta. You know, after all the BS. I'm not getting political or nothing, but
yeah, we'll have to save that for a whole episode, because it's ridiculous.
Whether you agree with the change or not, you know, as a Braves fan, I was excited for it to be in Atlanta, and even though it might have helped a little bit, because knowing that I couldn't go, even if it was in Atlanta, is like, it makes it a little better.
Yeah,
being in Colorado, that. Okay, now I don't have to feel so bad. So maybe when it finally is in Atlanta, we can save up that money and get there.
Yeah, definitely. Because I don't think, as much as I wanted to, I don't think it would have happened this year.
Yeah.
So,
but that's it for our banter. Ready to get into our topic this week?
Yeah, sounds good. I don't think I have any other news. So
I'm gonna get my list pulled up here. And just so you know, we have not shared these lists with each other, so it's going to be a surprise. I mean, we kind of...
Surprise!
we kind of guess we're going to have at least a couple.
I'm sure this play at least going to be two or three.
But, you know, so this is the first time hearing each other's unofficial, official top five bucket list baseball stadiums.
Bucket
baseball stadium list.
we don't want anybody to get this wrong. I don't know about you, but my personal thing is, my bucket list is to visit all stadiums to begin with. So,
I mean, it's definitely a lifelong goal. Who knows if I'll ever make it there, but...
yeah, I don't know.
I'm 31, and I've been to a total of maybe... I can count the number of states I've been to on, like, one hand, so...
Oh, that's nice.
So...
We gotta get you out more.
I have been out of the country, though, so it's good. Granted, it was on a cruise, so that barely counts.
No. And I feel like that's how most people get it, say they've been out of the country, so...
Been on a plane once, so...
Yeah. But so I feel like we'll just go back and forth like we did with our stadium review. Yeah. I'll give my or whoever wants to start will give their five, and then five. Actually, I guess what we can do is we can start with honorable mentions, because I have a few honorable mentions that I feel like just missed out on my top five. Yeah. So if we want to do some honorable mentions, we can start with honorable mentions and then kind of bounce off each other. Or
maybe we can do that. So, I guess some of the ones that, for me, that didn't quite make my list for top five. So, these aren't in any particular order. I had to look up a list online and do some research, because I don't know every stadium.
Yeah.
But I'm picking, that one looks nice. But first one I got here, I think it was Petco Stadium in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, home of the Padres.
It just looking at the pictures, it just looks just beautiful with mostly the backdrop, the skyline of it there.
Don't forget the warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, warehouse, and not a warehouse in
left
field. That's what I thought. Okay.
Are we going back and forth or just kind of spitballing these?
How many honorable mentions do you have?
About six or seven.
Okay.
And I feel like I got my five, and then I'm just looking up. Ooh, I'm gonna put those on there since you know I ain't gonna rank these.
I only put three honorable mentions down. So if you want to go through some more of yours, that's okay. Well,
one I definitely have heard about is one considered probably one of the prettiest stadiums is PNC in Pittsburgh, just where it's right there on the river. I think.
Yeah. Got the bridge in the background, stuff like that. Yeah.
Got that one. Yankee Stadium 2. The reason it's not in my top five is because it's not the original Yankee Stadium.
Agreed.
But it's still Yankees, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it just full of just angry New Yorkers. So I think it'd be fun to go to Marlins Park.
They've got Marlins, huh?
Yeah, because, I mean, as much as I'm against playing baseball indoors, I was really getting really excited to go when we were planning on going when we were down towards Miami, but, you know, unforeseen circumstances has happened. We weren't able to make it. So I was really bummed. So I was like, well, you know what? Apparently I might as well put that on my honorable mentions. I got Angels just because it's near Disney World, and they got the little kind of rock structure, I think, out there in the outfield.
I think Angel Stadium would be a nice one to visit too.
Yeah, and then Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, which you've already been to. But to me, it just kind of sounds like historical, even though it's not that old. Now that I come to find out, it opened in like 2010 or something.
I want to say it's a little bit older than that.
Okay,
but it's not very old whatsoever.
But, I think maybe Cincinnati is just the place I'd like to visit in their ballpark, and then Citizens Bank in Philly. So I think that can get kind of rowdy anywhere in Philly.
Oh, of course.
So
especially if they're playing another NL East team, like if we go and they're playing the Braves, I'm sure it probably gets quite loud and rowdy there. Yeah. So.
So I had to put some of my feelings for the actual team aside on these. So I'm just strictly basing it on which parks I would want to see.
Yeah.
So
I completely understand.
Right. You could probably narrow down some of the ones that is in my top five after how many honorable mentions I had.
That's okay. I mean, you know, it's okay to have. Mm-hmm. I mean, you like baseball. You want to go to baseball stadiums. I get it. I understand.
Just go ahead and say the other 25 are honorable mentions.
Yeah, all of them.
So, but yeah, definitely those are ones that kind of up there, you know, that I'd like to see.
Yeah.
What about yours?
Honorable mentions. I also have Petco Park on my honorable mentions. Sorry, Padres fans. But I feel like it'd be a nice stadium. And it's California, so you can only imagine how nice the weather is taking a game there too. The warehouse just really gets to me. I mean, I'm an Orioles fan, so I know all about warehouses in the outfield. So, but Petco just seems like a very very nice ballpark to just go to and enjoy a game. I also have Yankee Stadium because, if we were talking about the original Yankee Stadium, then it would probably be in my top five.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just for historical significance.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's Yankee Stadium 2, it falls outside my top five. Mm-hmm. But it's, like you said, it's still the Yankees. It's still Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I even thought about putting Shea Stadium in there for historical. But then I guess I never didn't pay attention. They don't play at Shea Stadium anymore.
No. City Field.
Yeah, so I'm just like, oh, screw that.
With Yankee Stadium, it's still the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're still talking about the biggest name in baseball.
Sports.
it's probably you probably flip a coin and see who's bigger between the Yankees and Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's just the Yankees. So I, if somebody were to offer me tickets to be like, hey, here's a ticket to go to Yankee Stadium and see the Yankees, you want to go? I'm not passing that up.
Oh, absolutely.
So, but like I said, just because it's Yankee Stadium too, it falls right outside my top five because yeah. It doesn't have that historical sense like the original did. Mm-hmm. And then my other honorable mention is Minute Maid Park in Houston. I just like the aesthetic of Minute Maid Park. I think the tall, short porch bench, whatever you want to call them in left field, is kind of fun. I like the train that goes on the tracks.
Is that the Astrodome? Did they just rename it or?
Yep, it's a whole new ballpark.
The whole new ballpark. Okay.
Yep. And then I want to say that's the one where they have the like glass panes out in the outfield too. Okay. Like it's a very odd looking outfield because they don't really have fences. Like
that's what the Marlins. I think they kind of had this glass panes in their outfield too. When I was looking at that, it seemed pretty cool.
But. Yeah. So I'm jealous of my mom and my stepdad and. Little sister and brother because they actually been to Minute Maid Park to really? The Astros okay. And I've always been a little jealous of them because I feel like Minute Maid Park would be a fun one to go see a game like the it's just so odd to see how that ball field shaped but yeah I mean okay. No you know we won't get into In any kind of commentary on the Astros.
I was going to say, you got to go and take your trash can and bang on while watching the game.
I had a little buzzer under my shirt and whatnot. Yeah, nah. We, you know, no commentary on the Astros, but I wouldn't mind going to go see a game at Minute Maid Park.
Absolutely. So, well, since I had so many, do you want to go first on your number five?
Oh, number five? Yeah, I can go first. All right, so my number five is Oracle Park in San Francisco.
So, okay, if we have one on the same, do we just need to jump in and kind of talk about it too? Like, you know.
Well, where does it land on your list?
I got a number four.
You got
yeah.
That's funny. Wow, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess we can go ahead and talk about it, and then whenever we get to that number, just be like, hey, we're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
But, I feel like sometimes when I think about like the nice look, like some of the nicer looking ballparks, I feel like I always forget about Oracle Park. Mm-hmm. And that's nothing against that. It's just, you know, living on the East Coast, you know, you kind of forget about some of those West Coast teams. Mm-hmm. But you know, when I'm like you, I kind of went through a list because I mean I can't remember all the names of all the MLB stadiums now. Especially since, you know, most of them have changed their names from when I was a kid. As a kid, I could probably sit there and name all of them. But, and then Oracle Park was out there, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Oracle Park. But, I mean, I just, you sit there and you see that stadium on TV, and it looks so nice. Mm-hmm. Like, it has the tall brick wall in right field. You're right there on McCovey Cove. Mm-hmm. I think it still has the giant glove in the outfield too, and it just, and I feel like Giants fans are just always supportive of their team.
Yeah, so main thing for me, I just love how it's like it's right there on the bay, pretty much, and you can see people sit out there on their boats and watch games.
try to get a foul ball. Yeah. I mean a home run ball.
You know,
yeah,
I mean balls can. Just fly right into the water, and it's just it just seems just beautiful to watch a game there.
So. Yeah, well, and once you know, talking about Petco, I mean San Francisco, it's all to California, so I'm sure the weather's nice.
Oh, yeah,
you know, majority of the time. So, but yeah, so I put Oracle Park at five. Like I would love to take a trip to the West Coast and
be able to
see a game there.
Let's just go, fly out to California. We'll just hit like all. How many teams is it? Three, four teams out there?
Oh gosh! Now you're sitting there and test my knowledge, huh? Let's see. We have the Giants, the Athletics.
Oh, I forgot about Oakland.
Padres. Mm-hmm. And Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Angels. So that's five teams right there.
It was, it will knock out, you know, what, a sixth of them right there.
Well, might as well go ahead and head up Seattle, too, and see the Mariners while we're there, too. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, so that's my number five.
Well, my number five, staying in California.
Okay.
You got to go Dodger Stadium.
Sorry, Dodgers fans. I did not have Dodger Stadium on my list. Surprisingly, yeah. I thought about it so much, but I'm like, I don't know. I had such a hard time.
And a lot of the list I was looking up, they had them as number one.
Really?
Best to go to. I don't know if it's historical or just all the amenities they have and features. I can't remember everything, so you know they have, but it's just the Dodgers, I think, are just, they're almost Yankees level big, you know, just they're the Dodgers, you know. It'd just be really cool to you know, go see them play in LA. I mean, I've seen the Dodgers play, but in Atlanta, but to see them play at Dodger Stadium, I think it'd be just really cool experience.
No doubt. Like, Dodger Stadium's another one of those that just has such a historical... It just has a bunch of history behind it. Like, I mean, when you look at Kirk Gibson's historic home run, like, that happened in Dodger Stadium. Mm-hmm. And just so much that... I understand. I'm glad one of us did. I mean, I feel bad, kind of, that it didn't make my top five. But
no, sorry. I mean this means we got more to talk about. So, and sorry, I don't have more to say about it. But I mean, it's just
yeah, it's okay.
So,
all right. So
we already got my four. so you want your four, or we can go?
I'll go ahead and do my four then. My four is Busch Stadium in St. Louis.
Okay. Yeah, I looked at that one. But yeah, it didn't quite crack my list.
Yeah, it's okay. I've actually seen the outside of the stadium. I mean, this was, you know, 20-some years ago, but I've actually seen the outside of it. Didn't get a chance to go, but I just feel like Busch Stadium, that's another one of those where, like, it just seems like a really nice ballpark to sit in. I mean, you got the view of the arch, mm-hmm. and like Cardinals fans are, I feel like they're another fan base to where they're consistently just there for their team, just rooting for their team. And like, if I could go and see a game where they're playing like the Cubs or something like that, then I can only imagine the atmosphere. Oh, yeah. In a game like that. So, but just Busch Stadium just seems like a fantastic ballpark too.
Oh yeah. I was looking up those and I saw you just clearly see the arch in the background, the skyline there.
Oh yeah, I love a good view from a ballpark. So to sit there and be able to see what St. Louis is known for in the background of your ballpark, I mean, I'm sure that's just a great view.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like a turn now?
I had a turn with my number five, but so I guess we got my four. So my number three, Camden Yards, Orioles.
Okay.
So just. Because with Nick being a huge fan, and my brother's wife is a huge Orioles fan too, so they've been.
I got to meet this lady because I'm sure we'd be good friends.
She's from Virginia too, so she's Orioles and Washington football team fan.
See, why have we not got together before? Because now I gotta meet this lady because I'm sure we'd probably be really good friends.
Yeah. So the Panthers are playing Washington this year.
They are.
So we need to get you and me and her and my dad No, I mean, that's all me and all Redskins, Washington fans.
Yeah, can't say the R word.
I'll bleep it out in post. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going, so I have to have somebody. I'll bring my wife, and Amanda can go and root with the Panthers with me. So, you
know. Yeah, well, we'll let her choose her fandom that day.
There you go. But anyway, yeah, so Orioles, I've just heard just how just magnificent that ballpark is. So I'm sure you've been there, so you can kind of shed more light on the quirks or the uniqueness of it and stuff. You know, so I really don't know much about it other than just it's got a reputation of being just one of the prettiest ballparks out there.
I mean, and this is not me being biased because I'm a fan. Like, this is me speaking on the fact that Camden Yards is just, it's a absolutely gorgeous ballpark. I mean, of course, you got the warehouse in left or right field that just it adds so much to the aesthetic of the ballpark. Like, there's no other stadium that looks like it. And then, of course, you got the big LED scoreboard in right field too. So, I mean, and it's not right on the water, but it's close to the harbor. So, I mean, you kind of get that harbor breeze or whatever coming off of it too. So, I mean, like me and my wife went this past April to a game. And it was actually kind of cold sitting there. So, I mean, surprisingly for a baseball game.
Yeah.
But, like, it's if you go at the right time, like, you'll actually be – the weather will be quite enjoyable because you'll have that breeze coming off of the water. And, like, it's right in downtown Baltimore. So, I mean, you can literally take the light rail, ride right up to the stadium. Yeah. Get there, like, you don't have to worry about parking, none of this other stuff, and then there's stuff to do after you leave the ball field. So I mean, it's so nice. We definitely have to go one day.
Yeah absolutely. So, but anyways, that was my three. Number three. So what you got?
Number two.
Oh, you got number two. Yeah.
No, I haven't done number three yet, have I?
No, I don't think I'm about to say.
Okay, I'm like, whoa. My number three is PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So I know that one made your
honorable
mention.
I thought about it for my top five, but I just had the others that I couldn't leave off. So
understandable. PNC is one of those that, like, I wanted to visit for a while now, because you might see a running theme with some of my ballparks, but, like, the view at PNC just seems like it's just fantastic. When you got the bridge in the outfield, and then you got the hedges in the outfield that spell out Pirates, and it seems like just such a beautiful ballpark to just go to a game and enjoy your day out.
Yeah.
And so I just PNC just
It's like put a park near a body of water and I'm sold.
Yeah. Like, pretty much. So, I mean, that's how it is at a Great American Ballpark. But yeah, like, it's just when you can get that great view and the ballpark offers you a little something different. Like, I can't think of any other ballpark that has hedges in the outfield that that spell out their team name.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm drawn more towards those when I can just imagine sitting at the ballpark and being like, man, this is a fantastic view. Like, I'm enjoying this so much. Oh, yeah. So I just, that's why I put PNC so high. 'Cause
I mean, we'll do our NFL state or football stadiums later on down the road, but it's just something about the baseball parks that they're different. There's a uniqueness to them that is just awesome. Like, because you can have different field dimensions. You can have higher walls, or it's like, you know,
shorter walls. Like, look at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, we want our team to hit, you know, 1,000 home runs, so we're just gonna shorten this right field and
exactly
lower the wall. And but like,
well, and but, to like, baseball stadiums are known for their views.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
like. Or all the good ones, should I say. All the good ones are known for their views and for their just different, like, gorgeous aesthetics.
Yeah.
And, like, you won't find that in anything else, yeah. any other sport. You yeah. won't. So, yeah. but,
No. Anyways, so where did I put us? My number two.
Your number two.
So, I don't think. You've only got one left.
No, that was my number three.
Oh, that was your number three.
Yep.
Okay, my number two. Okay. So, I bet some people can probably guess where we're going with this.
The only question is which order did you put yours in?
Right. So, my number two, I got Wrigley.
I got Wrigley too.
Okay. So
I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm like, are we gonna have the same top two?
Yeah.
So in the same order.
Because
yep. I can guarantee you I know what your number one is.
Absolutely.
Which is my number one. Mm-hmm. So.
And y'all probably do too. But yeah, and well, I'll get there. But yeah, Wrigley. It's just the history. It's right smack dab in the middle of just like a neighborhood kind of. Like, I even listened to it was a ESPN 30 for 30 podcast. Mm-hmm. That I listened to. It was all about Wrigley Field and when they first built it. They played all their games before they had lights.
Mm-hmm.
They played all during the day, but then they wanted to start playing games at nighttime, so they had to put these bright lights up. And people in the surrounding, in the neighborhood that it was in, were complaining, you know, about the lights and all the people that was there. And it caught, you know, just all the people just kind of hanging around, traveling through their neighborhood in the, you know, for the night games. So, I guess because, you know, nighttime people get more rambunctious than day games.
Especially baseball fans.
Yeah, yeah. And so, it's just that aspect, and then you know, you got your building, your businesses like right there. Mm-hmm. That they like rent out, they some business charge like to sit on the their deck or their roof or whatever.
Yep.
Just to watch games.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, your classic sign, what's the sign outside Wrigley Field, or it's like Wrigleyville or something.
I think it says Wrigleyville.
It's just an iconic image, which they actually have a miniature version of that at the Myrtle Beach Pelicans because they're an affiliate.
Really? See, yeah. I didn't know this.
Yeah, so they've got like a little replica sign at their stadium. Aren't they the part that's got the ivy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is iconic in mm-hmm. itself. Like,
yeah.
When you hear baseball and you hear Ivy, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? It's Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
So.
It's tough to beat Wrigley. I mean, there's one that did, but it's tough to beat them. So, you got anything to add for it?
That's just it. I think you did really well of just handling it. Like, you know, Wrigley being as old as it is and still just being around, and it's absolutely amazing. Like, it's, and just because of the historical significance of it, it makes me just want to go and enjoy a game there. And I feel like going to Wrigley, you almost have to go to a day game. Like, I mean, I wouldn't pass up a night game, but I feel like if it's a Wrigley Field, then you have to go. You have to go during the day, a little afternoon baseball. But
so this says Wrigley was built in 1914. Is that correct?
Sounds right. Yeah.
Like,
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, I'm sure there's been some updates throughout the years.
Yeah.
Obviously, added the lights and stuff.
But. They also added the giant scoreboard in the outfield. So, I mean. But But yeah, like Wrigley just looks like it's such a beautiful ballpark to take a game in. I mean, we talked about the Ivy. It's so iconic to see the people out on the rooftops of buildings and whatnot to enjoy a game on the rooftops. I mean, that all that just screams Cubs. Like you sit there and think about it, and it's like, oh, that's Chicago, and like Cubs fans are another group of fans that I feel like are just. Before a few years ago, like Cubs fans knew heartbreak and still supported their team, so they just seem like another fan base that are just consistently there for their team, and I'm sure it's probably a lot of fun. Sitting amongst Cubs fans, enjoying a game.
Yeah, I feel like that's one you got to get the cheap seats too, because I heard that's where the party's at.
No doubt. I would not be surprised. Go sit out in the home run bleachers or whatever. I would not be surprised to find that that's
I've seen videos of they were making cup snakes. So everybody they were getting their empty cups that they were doing, they were all stacking them together, and they had this thing going like all halfway up the stands, you know. But people was like starting to notice and cheering them on and stuff. it just seems like it'd be a good time.
And then I mean, there's another team though, that actually flies a flag after they win too, like the whole fly the W. There's just so much fun it seems to have at Wrigley Field, and I would just love to be able to go one day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, anything else for Wrigley? Or
I think we might have covered everything that we've.
So, do you want to go ahead and unveil the probably unanimous number one?
Yeah, I can go ahead. So, my number one and probably your number one too. I'm gonna feel dumb if this is not your number one.
Oh, me too. But I'm just assuming.
But my number one is Fenway in Boston.
Ding ding ding,
Boston. I'm sorry, Yankees, Northerners. That was a horrible Boston accent, but Fenway is my number one. Just barely beating out Wrigley, and I think I put Boston number one because Fenway is older than Wrigley Field.
I just looked that up. Those are the two oldest. Wrigley was in 1914 and Fenway in 1912.
And it's just crazy how old these two stadiums are and are still around.
Yeah.
But that's another reason why Fenway is so high on my list, is the fact that it's been around forever. There's so much history behind that stadium. And then, of course, you got the Green Monster.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, if I go, I specifically want to sit on top of the Green Monster.
I think I would have fun with that, too. I'd just be afraid to have a home run ball hit to the face. And I just... Because I'm not sure how my hand-eye coordination are. I think if I went, then... I mean, if you go, even if it's one time... Because I don't feel like I ever be in Boston, you know, a bunch. But...
Yeah,
I feel like the time that you have or that you go that you have to sit on top of the Green Monster. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then go for specifically a when Yankees are visiting. I'll forget about it.
There's no doubt. If I have an opportunity to go see a Yankees Red Sox game at Fenway, you better know that I'm gonna eat that up. I'm gonna. Take that opportunity in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah, so, like just a bunch, just like 30,000 or however many thousand, just drunk Boston fans. Like it just, I don't know. It seems like you get very rowdy very fast,
especially against the Yankees.
Yeah,
and might hear some new words to describe people from Boston fans.
Yeah. Another ESPN 30 for 30 I listened to was the guys that came up with the Yankees suck shirts.
I actually used to have one of those.
Yeah. they made them themselves and sold them out in front of the games, and then get chased off by the cops and go to set up somewhere else. And like, they made a killing off of them things mm-hmm. too.
Actually got mine outside of Camden Yards.
Really?
Yeah.
Of all places. What were they playing the Yankees?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just a Yankee suck shirt. Sure. I'm like, okay, cool. Works.
But those couple people did comment on our Facebook post. Fenway and Wrigley were the two that I saw people.
Yeah. I apologize. It completely slipped my brain to mention the couple people that actually commented on our Facebook post. I mean, we kind of wanted to see what was on you guys' bucket list, and Fenway and Wrigley. And then I think Stephanie Ashby mentioned that she was hoping to go to an Orioles game next month. Okay. So that's another one. I mean, all three of those right there just it made both of our top fives.
Yeah.
So definitely, I mean, you can definitely see how much, you know, those stadiums mean to more than just us, for people to want to visit. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, sitting right almost an hour, so you got anything else you want to? We already did our honorable mentions, so.
Yeah, I think you might have covered everything. I thought about it. We were talking about Fenway and the Green Monster. I didn't realize this until I was doing a little bit of research, but the Greenville Drive in South Carolina are an affiliation to the Red Sox, and they actually have a mini Green Monster down there.
Really?
So yeah, I wanted to mention that since we were on the subject of Fenway. If you can't afford to go to Boston, you know, and you're within driving distance of or driving through South Carolina, stop in Greenville and you can see a mini Green Monster at least. Yeah. But
we drove to Greenville twice just to go see the Swamp Rabbit hockey team.
Yeah, which hope to bring you a review of them sometime.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, you mentioned that. Myrtle Beach Pelicans have something for the Cubs, so I thought it was kind of cool that the Drive also have, you know, a little mini Green Monster at their stadium.
Yeah, I didn't know that. We'll definitely have to put that on our list of minor league teams.
Oh, no doubt, hit, no know. Doubt.
So.
Just gotta make the drive down there.
Yeah.
Get it, Drive. Exactly. I think, unless you got anything else to add about any of the stadiums that we talked about, but I think we've
covered it.
I think we've done good describing where we want to go.
Do we want to tease next episode review? I guess we got a review coming up.
Yeah, I guess we can. So we mentioned earlier that we recently went to a Winston-Salem Dash game, and for those that you don't know, that is a high A East team of the Chicago White Sox, and this was actually our first Dash game of 2021. After being, was this your first one too? It was my first one. I know that much. Did you go to one before?
I haven't been to one yet this year.
Okay,
so this is my first one.
Okay, figured I'd ask that before. No. Sound like a doofus, but and it was kind of fun because this was our first game in over a year, and ended up being a doubleheader.
Yeah.
And Eloy Jimenez was in the lineup. He was doing a rehab starts for the Dash, so that was fun. But anyways, so that is the last minor league game that we went to. So I thought that should be our next review. We are going to review the Winston-Salem Dash. Sound good to you?
Yeah, look forward to talking about it.
Yeah, it's always nice to talk about the hometown team.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, guys, we appreciate you listening to us. I hope you had as much fun hearing about our bucket list as, you know, we had fun putting it together and discussing it.
And you still send us your comment on our Facebook post or tweet at us, or Instagram. I don't know.
or even TikTok.
TikTok, I guess. Make a TikTok video. I mean, Nick might see it. I mean, I'm not so good at the social media, but I try. Mostly on Facebook than anything else.
That's okay. That's okay. That's what I'm here for.
But yeah, our social media manager over here. But I'll try to pop in every once in a while.
Just so you know, I'm putting that on my nameplate. Social media manager.
There you go. All
right.
So it's just send us your top five bucket list stadiums, you know, you'd like to see. Or
yeah, don't think just because the conversation is over for mm-hmm. us that, you know, you guys can't get involved. We definitely want to hear from you guys. That's what we're here for. We want you guys to have fun with it.
Yeah, like don't like my list. I mean, which one did I leave out that it should have been? Like, which one is up there that you can't believe? You know, so just, you know, we want to get that group, some interaction going in that group. So
definitely. And that is on Facebook. You just search for our group, which is Cheering from the Cheap Seats. If you want to join it, man, we would definitely be glad for you to join. You know, I'm always posting stuff, review, you know, letting you guys know where we are, which games we're going to, what we're going to be reviewing, and just doing like sports news and stuff like that. And we want to hear from you guys. We want you guys to share what's going on that you think is interesting in the sports news world. So that's Cheering from the Cheap Seats on Facebook. On Twitter, it is Cheer Cheap Seats. Or I'm sure you can also look up Cheap Seats Podcast as our at name or whatever it is. But Cheer Cheap Seats is where we are on Twitter. And that's also the same name on Instagram. So we would definitely appreciate you guys following us on either one of those. And we're also Cheer Cheap Seats on TikTok, which I have a few videos up. I'm still have not got the whole TikTok thing down, but you know, I still like to share a little bit of where we are at the games that we go to and stuff like that. So, but you know, we definitely want to hear from you guys. If you've been to the Dash, you know, let us know what you thought about the Dash and Truist Stadium or Truist Ballpark. Which one's here in Winston?
Truest something.
Yeah, it's Truest something.
We'll find out.
But yeah, definitely let us know. We want to hear from you guys. But until then, we appreciate you guys listening.
Yeah, and remember to go find us on Apple Podcasts, mm-hmm. Stitcher, Spotify, wherever. And tell a friend. And subscribe, rate, and review, whatever. You know, all that fun stuff.
So. And make sure your friend tells a friend.
There you go.
And then that friend tells a friend.
So we'll set up a pyramid scheme here. You tell three people, get them to tell three people, and then, you know, eventually everybody will know about it.
It will be a worldwide phenomenon.
I mean, the next Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I'll be okay with that. But yeah, guys, we really appreciate listening. Until next time, keep cheering.
I've been Adam.
I'm Nick.
Later.